Hello and welcome to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Kearney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida. But today I'm in Tampa, Florida, which is 2 hours about north of Fort Myers, Florida, because I'm at the Shape National Convention, my first national convention ever. So I'm going to give you 5 reasons why, at least so far on day one, why I'm glad I'm here. So here we go. Okay, so why I'm glad I'm here. Again, this is my first impressions of the Shape National Convention 2019, and this is my first day being here. It was actually going on yesterday, Tuesday. Today is Wednesday night. So I'm going to give you my 5 reasons why I'm glad I'm here so far and the 5 first impressions I got. So number one is all the amazing people. Now, it was kind of overwhelming because when I walked in, there was like people everywhere. And I do know a bunch of people from Twitter, from Voxer, Facebook groups, but I don't know everybody. And it was kind of overwhelming. But I do want to tell you about some of the people I met today or I've been talking to for a long time and I finally got to meet. And I'm going to meet more tomorrow. I know some people I'm supposed to meet up with, and I'm just really excited for this. So my first session I actually attended was Dr. Stephen Harvey, who I've talked to for maybe a couple of years on and off about TGFU. He is amazing and so knowledgeable, and I've learned so much from him. So I'm glad I got to go to his session on field hockey. And although we don't play field hockey, I learned a lot of modified games, and I could use that in real hockey or in really any sport with an object. So met Dr. Harvey. I finally met Ben Perillo, who I've been talking to for longer than that, even probably 3, 4, or 5 years. And my students get to see him dance on screen quite a bit with his songs, and I really appreciate him. So it was nice get to finally meet him in person. Joe Bailey, who I've met in person before, but it's been a few years, and I just interviewed on my podcast. So seeing her again is always amazing, and she's just a great person. I got in the same session to meet Lynn Burrows again. I met her a few years ago. We played Prairie Dog Pickoff together at the PE Institute. So meeting her for the second time, very nice, and I'm glad to see her again. And I got to meet Jason Leach, who I've been talking to on Voxer quite a bit lately. So him and I attended a session together and got to talk. So, and got to be partners in the session with Joe and Lynn. So just meeting these people for the first time is just great. And I've met even a few more people that I just, you know, want to start connecting with. So anyways, number one is all the amazing people. All right, number two, the awesome content. Now, I already mentioned TGFU. I really feel like that is the best model of instruction, teaching games for understanding, because it gets the kids out of the skill and drill type games and more into just playing the games and really thinking intentionally about why they're doing the things they're doing and how they can improve. And I just love TGFU. And I love, you know, to me, I learned from the best today, in my opinion, Dr. Stephen Harvey, who I said number one. You know, I just love that. I love learning from the best. And speaking of best practices or best, you know, the one with Joe Bailey and Lynn Burrows, and there was many others that they were national board certified teachers, you know, learning from them and, you know, why they are nationally board certified, why they wanted to go through it and how it's affected their teaching. And then they actually demonstrated some games with intention. Just learning that content. These are the only 2 I attended today, but just learning that and going through that content. I love learning. I love bringing more stuff back to my PE program. So that is number 2, the awesome content. Number 3, new places, sort of. Now, I used to live nearby in St. Petersburg, St. Pete, actually Treasure Island, which is right next to St. Pete Beach. And I used to come to Tampa quite a bit, but I haven't been here in a while, and my wife actually went to school here, and she lived here for a while before I met her. And so just being in a new place, and, you know, the Tampa Bay Arena, where the Lightning play, I mean, they played a playoff game right down the street from us, right here tonight, and just all the new, you know, restaurants and things that have opened up, and just the things that do out here, it's just fun. Friday, we're going to make it a family day. My family's coming up. So, you know, just the energy of this place is just amazing. And so going to new places, finding new things, and it's just a great place to be. All right, number four, there's too many presentations I want to attend. So today I had to make the decision between gamification with Mike Giannicola, who is an amazing educator, and I've talked to him quite a bit over the last few years, or the TGFU with Stephen Harvey, and I didn't want to, I wanted to choose both. And I know I can hook up with Mike later, and I've already learned a lot of gamification from him. So, you know, making those decisions is hard. Tomorrow, I wanted to learn about this game called Brainball, and I just heard about today from Palos Sports, and I met the people involved, and I'm like, man, this is really cool. But then I looked at the sessions that are going on at that time, and there's a session on Goose Chase, which is a like a scavenger hunt, treasure hunt type thing. And I already told Joe Bailey I was going to go. And I actually learned about it from Nick Enlick, if you listen to that podcast. So I really want to attend both. And I think I'm going to stick with Goose Chase. But I still want to learn about Brainball. And I already got more. You know, you can get the, you can pick up pamphlets and download PDFs that people have them out there for their sessions. So choosing the sessions is really hard because there's so many good sessions. All right, finally, number five, the new games and exhibits that have really inspired me for next year. And that's just as you're walking through the exhibit hall or exhibition hall, I'm not sure what it's called, there's all sorts of games set up. There's all sorts of companies there giving out free stuff, free, you know, samples, just pamphlets. And that's how I learned about Wicketball, which I'm definitely going to take, steal, which I still think they stole from Topoball, which is online. At least 4 or 5 years ago, I saw that. So, and then Brainball, which I talk about number four. Man, I might have to write a grant for that. It's like $700, but I think, you know, actually, I know it's very literacy based, and also, you know, it's numbers and letters and lots of games that can increase literacy and increase math fluency. So maybe I can get my principal on board with that. But all this cool stuff that is here, and you get to see a lot of the new stuff that's just not even out yet. So it's awesome to see all this, you know, this new equipment, new ideas, all the stuff out there. And that is number five. And now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day is ask your administration about next year. If you can get it funded for you to go to SHAPE, one of the SHAPE conventions. And if you already do, you are lucky. I don't get to do this every year. This is my first one ever. Now, a few years ago, I did get to go to the state SHAPE convention, which is for me is Florida. So there is one in every state. So if you're in the United States, or even if you're not, try to find a local or at least a statewide or, you know, something kind of close. Meet up with the people that, you know, are going to push you forward and your profession forward and our profession forward, and get new ideas, get inspired, and go to these conventions and these even mini conferences. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you everyone for tuning in today. As always, you can go to Supersize Phys Ed for free resources and some cool stuff out there. You guys and girls are awesome. Take care, and I'm going to tell you more about the SHAPE National Convention coming up in the next episode. So take care, and here is a new beat for you.